Sometimes we have to go slow. We have to walk step by step to where we are headed. We have to feel our feet on the ground, and we have to look around us and breathe. Sometimes it feels like even with all of those steps, we are still in the same old place. We begin to wonder if the view will ever change. And then suddenly, one day, after our feet have carried us far, we find ourselves in a new landscape. All of those steps took us somewhere we weren't sure we would ever reach. But then we look up and discover that we have actually arrived. I am feeling like that these days, like I have finally arrived in a new place, a place I don't have to go back from. There was a time when my world shattered, trying to find myself spiritually, and instead I got very, very lost. I forayed into what we call mental illness. Sometimes we have to go slow. We have to walk step by step to where we are headed. We have to feel our feet on the ground, and we have to look around us and breathe. Sometimes it feels like even with all those steps, we are still in the same old place. We begin to wonder if the view will ever change. And then suddenly, one day, after our feet have carried us far, we find ourselves in a new landscape. All of those steps took us somewhere we weren't sure we would ever reach. But then we look up and discover that we have actually arrived. I am feeling like that these days, like I have finally arrived in a new place, a place I don't have to go back from. There was a time when my world shattered. I tried to find myself spiritually, and instead I got very, very lost. I forayed into what we call mental illness. I had a complete break from everything that kept me in the world. I went as far away from what keeps us walking on the ground as a person could go. And then came the psychiatric hospitalizations and the consequences of that. And so not only was I lost, but I lost everything in my life as well. My friends, my job, my children, my home. The result was that for a long time after that, I had to walk slow. For many years, I got very heavy physically and mentally and spiritually. I slowly rebuilt my life step by step. I got back what I had lost, but I wanted more. I wanted not only my life back, but also my most essential self back. I didn't want to be heavy anymore. I wanted to walk with joy in my step again. I wanted to remember what it felt like to have a connection with my spirit and with the earth and with the people around me. So I began walking differently. I began letting myself feel my heart again. I literally began by walking. I walked in my neighborhood. I noticed the trees and the sky, and I paid attention to how my body felt. I started doing yoga. I began to eat better, and I walked differently inside myself as well. I slowly, slowly began reconnecting to my spirituality. I began to meditate and pray. Every time I hit a place that was a scary reminder of where I'd been, I took a new step forward away from fear and toward beauty and love. And now I find myself in a new place, a place where I remember, but also where I can rest. I can walk when I want to, and I do want to, but I can also sit down under an old tree and enjoy what is all around me. I can be present in a quiet way inside myself, and that was worth the long, hard walk.